In 12 weeks, you'll be a software developer. At least that's the hope of a Burlington startup that aims to teach students computing coding skills. And the company hopes that some of the talent they train will end up staying in Vermont. VPR's Liam Elder Connors met with the founders to learn more.
In 2016, Alex Horner was working at a startup in Ithaca, New York. One day, he got a call from a childhood neighbor, Benny Boaz.
Benny called me one day with this idea to start a boot camp in Vermont.
A coding boot camp, that is. An accelerated and rigorous course designed to teach people how to be programmers. There weren't any courses like this in the state, and Boaz, who's working in New York City, thought a coding boot camp would do well in Vermont. Horner agreed.
And I realized the issues that this boot camp would solve in creating more developers was a problem that I was facing directly. And I thought, man, if this is affecting me on such a level, it must be, you know, much bigger than just my problem.
Horner and Boaz moved back to Vermont last summer to start the Burlington Code Academy. And Boaz says, like many people in their 20s.
And we actually moved back in with our parents. I hadn't lived with my parents in like 8 years before that. But I knew that I needed to get some savings in while I ran this startup.
Pretty soon, the duo became a trio.
So I'm Alex Chafee. I grew up in Burlington.
Chafee is the director of course curriculum and the chief technology officer. He's almost 20 years older than his co-founders and has spent his career in tech, working as a coder as well as leading corporate training. But he says he's always wanted to develop a longer coding course.
I had an idea that I wanted to do something like this, but until I found these guys, I wasn't able to do that on my own.
At first glance, Burlington might not seem like a tech hub, but Chafee says the city actually has a lot to offer.
Burlington has startups, it has co-working spaces, it has technical conferences, it has a lot of the stuff that makes San Francisco, Seattle, New York City very attractive to both tech companies and to tech workers.
Boaz, who's the CEO, jumps in and says a smaller city may actually be a better place to start.
I found that starting businesses in smaller cities that are sort of untapped, but have the potential to be great, is such a great place for young entrepreneurs to start. In fact, maybe one day I'll write a book about it. I'm serious.
According to Course Report, a website that tracks and writes about technology education, the average coding boot camp costs around $11,400. Burlington Code Academy costs just under $10,000, though the first session's being offered at a discount. The founders say the 12-week course will be intense. Students will learn programming languages and skills needed to manage a project. Boaz says they're also hoping graduates from the boot camp will stick around.
We see ourselves as sort of a funnel for new talent coming into the Burlington job market.
Local tech companies like MyWeb Grocer and Union Street Media are listed as hiring partners. Boaz says students will also spend a lot of time at Vermont Center for Emerging Technologies. VSET describes itself as an innovation hub. It offers co-working spaces as well as funding and mentoring to startups. They've partnered with Burlington Code Academy. President of VSET, David Bradbury, says the Code Academy will help get much-needed workers into the local tech scene.
It's the right product at the right time, and they have the right sort of authenticity. They are their audience, and I think the world doesn't really suffer well, sort of the posers and the wannabes.
Though Bradbury says there is one thing the three founders need to work on.
Their ping pong abilities are lacking. And at VSET, we really rank by ping pong capability, and I'm hoping they get some free time here this summer at some point to work on it.
I think it's a challenge, guys.
Yeah, I hear the challenge. And I brought the ball. Right.
Now, after months of developing, networking, and building their business, the trio's getting ready to welcome their first class in June. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.